The hosts feel it would be a little unkind.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Frankencast. I'm the mad scientist, Anthony Bowman. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm joined as always by...
Your fragile masculinity, that is Eric Velasquez. My pronouns are also he, him. That's going to be the theme for this week's episodes of Monsters.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after the last two that we watched, when I saw that this one was called Green Eyed Monsters, I was like, okay, it's going to be all about jealousy. It's going to be really annoying. It's a little better than I was afraid it was going to be, but it is still very much just like, you know, jealous husband kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So we're going to start off with the family taking care of a mummy that they're just calling Mummy. The mummy has a name. It's Louis, and it's not a member of the Munster family. So why the fuck do they have the body?
Right. It's so... Yeah, and as they go into the mythology behind this mummy, none of it makes sense. It's very strange. They're all kind of like yelling like, hey, wake up! And Marilyn is like, come on, it's a mummy. Mummies don't wake up. What?
Okay, hold on a second, Marilyn. What? What crap are you talking about here? You are Marilyn Munster, ma'am.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. Like, we've had this thing where she's kind of getting sort of comfortable in the real world and sort of, like, assimilating and stuff. But that doesn't take away her knowledge of, like, monster stuff. Like, she still is
a
monster.
Her uncle's a werewolf.
Right, yeah.
Her grandpa's a Dracula.
Yeah. But she is very convinced that everyone is playing a trick on her. Mummies don't wake up. And, like, you know, everyone's like, no, for real, this wakes... And she's like, you don't really believe that, do you, Uncle Herman? And he's like, yes, yes, right. we all know that this is a real thing.
And Louis's like, yeah, I know him because I met him. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was with him last time he was awake, and he said he would wake up again in 300 years, which is, according to my clock, in 20 minutes or something, you know, like... And Grandpa's like, next thing you're going to tell us you don't believe in UFOs anymore.
Right. I do not like skeptical Marilyn.
Yeah, it's a weird look on her. It doesn't make sense. And I think so. She ends up leaving. So we've just got the rest of the family there. And Lily's like telling Eddie the whole story about how, you know, why this mummy's around. So he apparently wakes up every 300 years and he makes someone a star. Yeah.
His name's Louis Schechter. He's a talent agent.
And so 300 years ago, before Lily had met Herman, she sang in a club, and you know, this mummy like set her up to win Miss Transylvania, but then he went back into his mummy coma before the pageant actually happened, so he never got to see what the results of his work.
But she won. She states that she did win, and she gave an acceptance, or her acceptance speech was dedicated to him.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, well,
but
we got to figure out.
Herman finds his memoir. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They're trying to figure out what to do. So yeah, Herman finds his like autobiography and is reading through it to see if he can find out how to wake him up. They finally.
Well, apparently you have to yell, wake up, but it has to be in Transylvanian.
Right.
So they all yell, rise and shining.
Yeah, Transylvanian in this is like, yeah, it's like pigeon German or something. It's just the goofiest. Yeah. Yeah, but that does work. He immediately snaps awake, and he's like, Lily's like, okay, I want to introduce you to my family. You know, a lot's happened in the last 300 years.
He immediately says, hey, Grandpa, did you drop any new trapeze artists today?
Right.
Apparently that was what Grandpa tried to do back in the day.
Yeah. So eventually it's like we just see a little bit of time has passed. Everybody's sitting around and everybody's like, it's late. People start heading to bed. And Lily's like, I'll see you in a little bit, Herman. I'm going to stay and catch up. You know, we got 300 years of time has passed. You know, we got a lot to talk about. So then I think the next thing is just, we see Lily, like she's got a paper crown on. She's reenacting the whole ceremony and everything. Right. And Herman comes downstairs and is like, "Are you still up? You all stayed up all night?" And she's like, "Yeah, you know, there was a lot to talk about."